Welcome to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com. And if you're not a patron of the Doghouse, you miss some great conversation, which you can only find by going to www.patreon.com. That is patreon.com/NTN.
It was so great. You should listen to it twice.
You should listen to it twice. Once for last week. Once for last week and once for this week.
Because yeah,
Phil likes his show so much he listens to it twice every Tuesday.
At least. Sometimes it ends up being three. That's why I play the music so long.
Isn't it good after the big gap that we had in motorcycle racing?
We
have a ton now. It's nice, isn't it? It is nice. I was so excited that, number one, I...
Peed your pants?
No. I actually watched some amateur racing this weekend. Ooh. I found some amateur racing online.
CCS?
It was Weir Racing, and it was on one of the club channels and everything like that.
Yeah.
And it was great right up to the point that all the wrecks started to happen.
That's Weir, right?
Somebody was spraying oil.
Yep.
It just stayed out on the track.
Well, yeah, that's Weir.
It didn't go out and clean it off.
They might have after like 14 people went down.
Oh, kind of like Moto 3.
Yeah, it was great. It was entertaining. It needed some of that Keystone Cops music, right, playing when it was going.
It does. You know? Or Yakky Sack.
That's right.
I really want to do like a Moto 3 race to Yakky Sack.
Yeah, really. Like the last lap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, we had... Well, Warren, why don't we talk about what Warren wanted to talk about? And then we'll get into racing.
What did Warren want to talk about?
Harley-Davidson introduced their FY, or not FY... Calendar year 18 models came out. And there's a couple big changes in there that Ken probably doesn't know anything about.
I didn't either. Well, you know what? Showed it to me.
You're probably right, Warren. And more importantly, Ken could care less. But go ahead.
Well, you know, being in the motorcycle industry.
Do they run without oil now?
No.
They always did. That's why they let it out all the time.
No, that's when they stopped running.
Oh.
Well, the Dynas no longer exist. They killed the Dynas off.
That's a shame. That bike had a long history.
It did. It's like 18 or 20 years, something like that. The V-Rod is gone.
The V-Rod is gone. Wow, that is news.
The entire line except for the Sportster is now water-cooled.
Okay, so why did the V-Rod go away?
I guess
it was a pretty good selling bike for them.
It didn't sell bad.
No.
But it was cool.
And it was water cooled, so.
Yeah. It was if cool.
But it had a different, you know.
It didn't have the word glide anywhere in it.
It was actually, the motor was built by Porsche, so it actually had specs associated with it.
There was no glide in the name, right? If it had been the V-Rod glide, it'd still be there.
Well, no, because
most
of the glides are gone now because they got rid of the Dyna line.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. That's a good point.
Dyna won't you road.
So, did they give any explanation for why they killed the V-Rod?
No. I didn't see anything said why they killed it.
Probably because they were going to punt on motorcycles.
They got rid of Dyna and they didn't want nothing with the word rod in it. Who knows?
Well, I think, you know, we do know that they said they were going to come out with 50 new models in 5 years and 100 in 10 years.
And too many new models.
Because you know what? There's nothing like killing success, right?
That's what I was saying. But,
All the new, you know, they got rid of Dyna. The Softail models now all have mono shocks. They don't have the, you know, dual cartridges underneath. They're all water cooled.
Did somebody take over Harley Davidson when we weren't watching? My God.
And not only is it a mono shock, you can actually adjust it because the adjustment for it is outside the bike. You can reach down with your right hand and adjust the preload.
Wow.
Which blew me away. It was so simple.
It's not going to have, I mean, if they continue this way and they're doing 50 new models.
Shake when you stop at an intersection?
The Dynas won't. All the rubber mounted stuff is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I just wondered if old-time Harley guys still got to pee blood every time they ride.
Haven't had that in any of the models I've had.
In the last 2 weeks.
So did they, but you said they came out with the 2018 models.
Yeah, so all soft tails have the Milwaukee 8 engine, water-cooled engine.
Mm-hmm.
They got a mono shock. They got a couple other little things that they've done to make it better. But
so the old Harley V-twin air-cooled engines are dead.
With exception of the Sporty.
Okay. All right. So, except with the exception of the Sporty, right. Which
now they're twin cool.
Yeah, but didn't they already kill the 1200? So there's just an 883 Sporty.
No, they're still
the
1200.
Okay. The 1200s.
Yeah. Okay.
There's like four or five different Sportster versions now.
Okay. They'll kill
and
that.
It's like 62 soft tails and 500.
Yeah, but they're all water cooled now.
Oh, that you're right.
They're different. I mean, it's a whole different.
The whole new soft tail.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
It was quite interesting, and it was just amazing to see that a dyno was dead, the V-Rod was dead.
Totally different.
And I can see with what they did that they're going to probably kill off a couple more Softail models in the next couple of years.
Well, they had to kill a lot of models off if they're going to bring out 50 new, because I don't think that their line could support 50 new models.
I mean, unless they're male models, right? Male models I really don't care about, and maybe BBW models, not so big of a fan, but...
I can see the Softail Slim and a couple of bikes like that going away. You know, I don't ever see the Fat Boy or the Heritage or a couple of the others.
The Road King, right?
Road King.
That's like an iconic bike.
Yeah, I don't think any of those are going to go anywhere, but...
They might.
They're going to make some room.
Boy, okay. They're probably going to have the Road Ultra Glide King.
No, they've got a new one, the Harley Astro Glide.
That's why I don't like Harley, right? I don't like Harley because of the Astro Glide.
It took him a moment.
That's like kind of why I don't like him. It's like, well, what are you riding? I'm riding a Dyno Ultra Wide Glide Fat Boy
Lowrider.
Softail Lowrider. What?
Yeah.
And it's got a V-Rod motor in it. What? Get out of here.
Yeah, they also canceled the Electro Glide. But they kept the electric
glide. And at no point in that did they say we're making an FDR flat track bike.
My God. So the electric glide, now you're talking about 40 years of a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Was the bottom tier of the touring bikes.
40 years ago,
they
didn't have electricity.
But they kept the electric glide classic, the ultra limited. They kept those. Mm-hmm. But the bottom level was not retained.
I think I did the electric slide at my sister's wedding.
Yes, you did. right into the punch bowl, I'm sure.
From the promo right to that Captain Morgan's at the bar. Come in.
I wonder if they'll be coming out with a Harley chicken dance then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Woo, the Harley Macarena.
So, wait a minute. No. So did they announce any new bike names?
No. Not this yet.
Wow.
But the other big tidbit that came out was that Bill Davison said that before the 2020... they're going to release their electric bike before the 2020 lineup. So that means next year.
Yeah, but didn't we hear that 2 years ago? It was going to be before 2020, I think they said.
Well, now that you got one model year left now before 2020.
Yeah, it's amazing how time moves, you know, like that.
So, I almost dropped the F-bomb right there. Yeah. Wow.
So
I just
supposedly next month,
it was on my tongue tip.
I'm going to bet that about a year from now, it's going to even be closer. I don't know why I say that.
It's going to be. It's not going to be closer. It's going to be here. It's going to be here.
No. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, have they solved any of the problems? Did they say, or they just this is just like PR?
It's PR.
Okay.
Puerto Ricans.
Right. Yeah. PR. That's in the family of BS. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about important things.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Iron Man.
The Iron Man.
I am Iron Man.
We're talking about when do we start talking about triathlons on this show?
I don't know. Yeah, oh my God, I missed the Iron Man triathlon. Yep. I used to watch a triathlon thinking I could do that.
Yeah. Nobody believes that.
I was a kid, you're allowed to dream.
Yeah, right.
Two fitties. Zach Osborne pulled the double, which was
done.
I mean, the season was over anyway.
It was done, right.
He was already Cicerola, a champion.
Cicerola did have a second back-to-back weekend. Maybe that's a good sign of things to come for him. And Colt Nichols had it was a surprising weekend.
I think it's really important,
I
think it's really important for riders to demonstrate the skills they didn't show all season. I just think that's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, it's contract time, right? You gotta. You can't perform the last two or three rounds.
Yeah, wake up or be unemployed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's how you end up riding at Bud's Creek in December at the Maryland State Championships.
Yeah, or Moto America.
We don't talk that word anymore. After the way they said F you to America, we don't mention that.
Yeah. We should mention how they said F you to
that
America.
They offer a streaming package in the whole rest of the world and not in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you supposed to represent us?
We'll see next year if they actually do or not.
They won't. They're scumbags. I'm done with them.
Apparently some of their teams are too.
If it's not shown in the U.S., how's Mean Motorsports supposed to find a sponsor?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How are these how are the small teams supposed to find sponsors?
When your team start telling you that you should stop investing in the sport because it's not worth what you're paying for it, there's a message in that, right?
You know, we got to start a kick campaign.
And you don't get the doghouse media credentials to attend the race.
Did they actually refuse?
No, they just never responded.
Yeah.
Don't care. Mm-hmm. Wasn't worth driving up there anyways.
The racing was good.
How would anybody know? I'm going to talk about stuff people can watch. I'm going to talk about stuff people can watch. In the 450s, a name that probably came as a surprise to a lot of people watching motocross going, who the hell is Jeffrey Herling?
Yep.
Right? Because I'm sure there was...
It came as a surprise to anybody that was not in his immediate family. Let's put it that way.
You know, I do watch some international motocross from time to time.
Yeah. There are some very talented riders over there.
There are some talented riders. And not this guy's Spaniards, I believe he's a three-time world champ. Right?
Is that right? Is he a three-time world
champ? I think he's a three-time world champ.
Well...
He's from the Netherlands.
You've got to be pretty talented then.
By the way, he's from the Netherlands.
I mean, and he's the guy that stomped on Ryan Villopato.
He can't be from the Netherlands. His name is not either Sean or Ollie.
He's probably a
transplant. He's from Elizondrop, Maryland. Netherlands.
Maryland.
That's close enough. They're both
Netherlands. I keep forgetting that people from West Virginia think Maryland's in Europe.
Hey. It practically is for them.
And you wish they were.
I wish they were.
I can't argue his logic there. But I'm sure there's a whole bunch of guys watching TV and their kids going, Dad, who's that guy out there? And his dad going, oh.
They're not supposed to dominate.
He came out and stomped a mud hole in the motocross season and walked it dry.
Yeah.
He took Marvin's 1-1 away from him.
He did. He took Marvin's 1-1 away from him. Yep. Blake Baggett's 2-2. Mm-hmm. And that was the only chance to beat Tomac for the championship because he did try to punt it.
Yep.
With his 5-6. He was trying to.
Yep.
My question is was Herling's over here because he's going to run Supercross?
Oh, if he is, man, that's
if he is, KTM has just opened a can of whoop ass on some people.
Maybe, but they're very, very different sports.
I get that.
I mean, even though we got a lot of people that run both series in there, they take different skills.
Yes. They have Supercross in Europe. I actually accidentally watched one a couple days ago.
It's not called Supercross over
there. Yes, it is.
Well, they changed the name.
Well, the name that comes up on the American show.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what country.
You know, FIM European Supercross. Yeah.
There are countries where they can't say Supercross, right?
Well, like China. Slovakia.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Or Germany.
Or Germany.
Yeah, it's like Der Wiener Schnitzel or something.
Der Wiener Schnitzelcross.
But whatever. On my TV, it said FIM European Supercross.
Yeah, it does say that on mine too.
Yeah,
but
they didn't used to call it Supercross.
But I'm kind of curious.
Called it indoor motocross.
KTM didn't really have a partner.
In their language of choice.
KTM didn't have a partner for Musquin. We haven't really heard about anybody getting the nod to move up for 450s for KTM next year.
Well, I mean, have they announced any move ups yet?
No.
Okay, but you know there's going to be at least
Baggett,
a couple.
I thought Baggett was going to be
I think everybody's
the KTM.
Expecting Baggett to move up, but I don't know if that... Oh, you mean move over to the factory ride?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't know for sure, but I kind of thought I heard that somewhere. Yeah. Maybe you started the rumor.
Well, let us start a rumor. Tomac's going back to the 250s next year. Because he wants to go someplace where it matters.
Oh, wow. That's not a bad
rumor.
All
he has to do is finish. There's one way.
He's going to win. But I think he's going to win. But he's going to win
He still can lose.
I know he can, but I think he's going to win. But he's going to win because I don't think anybody cares any more than
he
does.
I want to see Jeffrey Herlings run the Monster Million. The Monster Energy Cup thing?
Yeah. Well, why is he here? Why was he here?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Last time I started a rumor like that, we got rid of DMG, which was a mistake on my part.
Yes, it was.
I did not realize that was a mistake at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to every one of our dogs.
Well, but you started the rumor, remember, Phil, that British Superbike was going to take over.
Right, because I saw the British guys
at
the race.
Which would have been phenomenal. Much better.
And then Wayne Rainey screwed it all up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Jeffrey Herlings. I'm hoping he stays around to run Monster Energy Cup. the $1 million showdown in October. That'd be pretty awesome, right?
Well, I just was this like a was this the first time he's ever run?
Yes. He didn't know till Thursday.
I thought
Thursday.
Maybe he was like, you know.
According to an article I read about him, he didn't know till Thursday. It was like they talked about it a little bit.
He was here in the U.S. for training down in Florida. One of the
And someone said, you want to ride? And he said, yeah, sure. I'll show them how to ride.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, sure, I'm hoping can't whoop ass on you guys. Yeah. And dangle.
He said to Eli, you could do this if you wanted to.
He said something along the lines, this track was a little more technical than I'm used to, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, apparently
So I don't know. I was just trying to start some rumor mills there, but who cares? Let's go to MotoGP, right? Tomac's your champ. We should mention that Tomac did manage to hold on to the championship by 17 points.
He hasn't won.
There's one race left. He doesn't necessarily. Still mathematically could lose.
He could mathematically
if he DNF'd both races.
Ironman was the last.
No, there's one more race. I thought
there was one more.
No, Ironman. That's August 26th. The season's over.
I guess he's got it.
They said that he wrapped it up in the first race, but I didn't think he did. But maybe my math was wrong. Maybe I don't understand math.
Did I miss something? I did not see the celebration at the
Who can celebrate when you win the championship, finishing fifth and sixth?
When you win the championship, I've never seen anybody not celebrate.
I didn't see the celebration either, but he did win.
Okay.
They didn't give the. They did. He did not use
the number one plate.
Yeah. Giving the number one plate.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to look on their video streams. Did he even do that? Yeah, they did. It's here on their video stream. So okay. Maybe it wasn't televised.
I didn't see it on TV. So okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that doesn't matter. Who's gonna? It doesn't matter anyways. I figured.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He is the
apparently
champ.
Didn't celebrate. Because he didn't care.
I don't really care.
No,
he tried to throw it away.
He did. Multiple times.
Many a time. So anyway, speaking of throwing things away, MotoGP was at Silverstone this past weekend. I'm not sure if you realized that.
Yes, it was.
Yes, I did realize that.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm good. Did you watch
Moto 3? It didn't rain.
I didn't realize. I was actually shocked. I did not watch Moto 3.
I love Moto 3. There was like 452 riders within 5 seconds of each other at the end of the race. There were three people that rode their bikes to the race to watch, ended up in it, and were still within 5 seconds of the lead.
You could watch the last two laps and have gotten the same thing.
Right? No, you can't.
Why?
Because they got red flag on the second to last lap.
Okay.
And what's his name? Gabriel Rodrigo, who had just taken the lead going into the last lap and looked like he was going to get his first ever Moto 3 win.
And they went on back to the lap.
They went back to the final lap, and Aaron Canet got the win. Bastianini second, and Jorge Martin got it. Got a third, and poor Gabriel Rodrigo, who worked his ass off.
They all worked their ass off
to get up there. No, he was with three laps to go. He was in 11th. Which was like a tenth of a second.
Yeah, but that does. I was going to say, it doesn't mean anything in Moto 3.
It sounds impressive.
It's usually like the top 20 guys are within scoring distance, right? And they're going into the last lap.
To 11th was within 2 seconds. 12th was almost. Well,
that's That's a lot for them. Two seconds.
Well, that was the second to last lap, I guess.
Okay.
But it was good. If I was Rodrigo, I'd be punching officials in the face today.
That happens all the time.
Today would be
punching
the official in the face day.
That happens all the time. I mean, that'd be a long list. There wouldn't be a lot of officials around because they always wind back to the prior completed lap.
I know. That's just so so bad for that guy. And then we had Moto 2, which you talk about a bit of a surprise.
Well,
a bit.
I think there was one major surprise in that race.
That it's Tuesday morning and we still haven't read about how Nakagami cheated to get the win?
No, there was one major surprise, and that was that Nakagami won the race. We might as well get that out of the way. Nothing else mattered. Nakagami has...
He just proved why he's moving up.
The last time Nakagami won a race, George Washington was in his second term, okay? So... Nakagami was either second place or having a position taken away from him by the rules committee, right?
Right.
So Or nullified. He actually had it nullified, right?
Because yes, he did, a couple nullified. Years ago.
Yeah, right.
In that string of like 6 seconds in a row.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way that was going to happen. But and the other big piece of news in there was Ludi looked like hell all week long and showed up for the race.
Yeah.
I would have been better off picking Ludi.
I saw.
You would have been much better off picking Ludi.
Yeah, I saw Ludi all week long, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought it got announced he's getting a MotoGP ride and he's punted.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it. And I was kind of mm-hmm. bitter about that. Mm-hmm. And then he came out and he showed up on game day. And I was like, okay, I wasn't expecting that.
I don't think any of the I know the announcing team was pretty shocked because he did not seem competitive all week long, right?
No, he didn't.
Right, but he brought it on race day.
And luckily for him, though, we don't have to worry about that next year. Ludi is moving mm-hmm. up, and Sam Lowes will be taking over Ludi's bike there for Kalex.
Ludi's bike will not be happy with that no. because it'll spend a lot more time in the horizontal position.
So let me ask, before we get into MotoGP,
yeah.
right? I just want to check the clock. But let me ask you a question, right? Mm. Sam Lowes is taking the step back to MotoGP. Is it smarter? Moto2. Mm-hmm. Is it smarter? If you're racing over there,
yeah.
is it smarter to be a winner in Moto2
uh-huh.
or 27,000th place in MotoGP?
I think it's much cheaper to replace a Moto2 bike than a MotoGP bike. But not even
No,
arguable.
But I mean like talent-wise, right?
Oh, I don't think he had a choice.
Okay.
I don't think he had a choice.
He didn't have a ride.
He was not going to have a ride. Oh, okay. Nobody was going to give him a ride in MotoGP because he's sucked that bad in MotoGP, right?
He has sucked it up.
But he actually was competitive in Moto2, so he had a chance of getting a ride. He's lucky he didn't have to go to British Superbike, in my opinion.
Oh.
Which he'd won, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that's where he was probably, in all likelihood, headed, right? Yeah. And this ride came available in Moto2. He's no way he's going to say no.
Right, yeah.
To
he's got
to
take it.
Right, yeah. It's either that or...
It's a good bike, right? It's a winning bike.
Yeah.
Or it was.
Yeah, right. Well, you know...
It will be for the rest of this season.
It will be when it stays on the rubber side, right?
Right, rubber side up.
Yep.
So
well, that's the problem. The problem is the rubber side on the bikes he rides are always on the up. They're supposed to be down.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right, rubber side up. I totally screwed that up.
Yeah, you know.
But Morbidelli maintains his lead over Ludi. In uh-huh. the points by about 29 points.
Mm-hmm.
Marquez and everybody else is back there pretty far. It's still kind of competitive.
Oh, no, but Marquez is done. Alex Marquez is now done.
Yeah, I guess so. He's 70 points back.
He's done. Mm.
But they still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rounds to go.
6 rounds left. Mathematically, he's still in, but let's be realistic. He's done.
Yeah, he's pretty much stick a fork in that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Morbidelli retires, I guess, is a possibility, right?
Mid-season. Yeah, right. I don't want to win the championship, but I think I'm just going to...
I'm moving up. I'm going on vacation.
MotoGP is much more interesting this year than usual.
Yeah.
Moto2 is... It's Morbidelli's championship to lose,
yes.
right? If he podiums out the rest of the season, it's pretty much done, right?
I believe so. I would have to check
I guess Ludi could. No. Ludi could still do it. He could catch him.
It's 29 points between him and there. It's possible.
It's possible.
He'd have to win out.
He'd have to win out. Exactly.
Right. If he wins out, it's possible.
Ludi's not going to do that, especially not knowing he has a ride in MotoGP.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it's like the fire on his behind.
Or it takes pressure off of him.
So I turned on this. We'll go to MotoGP. I turned on the. I went to the website to view it, and I forgot to go to the no spoiler page.
Right? Oh,
so I see where it says on it, and I misread it, and I misread it to say after 12 flags, Dovizioso took the race win, and I'm going, holy crap!
What the hell happened?
What the hell happened in this race? But it was really number 12 takes the race win. I was like, a wind's flag to flag or something. I totally misread the headline, and I was like, what the hell happened?
Were you reading it in Italian?
I might have been reading in Italian or something. Yeah, it was after the flag number 12, and I read that as after flag number 12.
Well, MotoGP was an interesting race. For one, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the pool that aren't happy this week. You don't see Hondas blow up very often.
No.
Like...
Kablow!
Yeah, like never. like never.
Yeah, it could plow.
They're extremely reliable. Even that, you know, even the satellite teams have found the Honda motors extremely reliable. They just don't let go that often. And I imagine that Marquez has had a few little problems, like you know, shifter issues and things of that nature, like that. But I can't remember the last time Marquez's motor let go, especially when he was leading the championship. That's like, and not anymore.
And there's a
not
big anymore. Word in there was
leading. Yeah, not anymore.
You saw him in the paddock, and you could tell he was not a happy camper.
Yeah, I mean, it just
they said to him, they said, "Mark, what happened?" And he said,
Blown up, sir!
But anyway.
But you know, the other thing, too, is team said next time they will put oil in the motor.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah. I mean, that is helpful, yeah. Right? That's a very important part of racing is...
But
is
now we have this red bike leading the championship.
A Ducati leading the championship.
Who would have thunk it?
Not Phil.
No, not me. Yeah. And the championship is tight, right? You got... Dovizioso at 183 points, who was the race winner. Mm-hmm. Vinales finished second. He's third in points at 170. Marquez is second in points at 174. He got the big DNF.
Yep.
Do not fire. I don't know. Not fire up. Something like that. Rossi got third, and he's at 157. And Pedrosa's still creeping around at 148 points-wise.
Right.
So it's still pretty wide open.
It's a closer championship than we've seen in a long, long time. I mean, at least number of people
still in it.
Right, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, in some ways, it's a shame that Jorge Lorenzo sucks and is a quitter. And that Zarco...
Well, wait. What position did Jorge Lorenzo come in this race?
I don't know. I don't know.
Best finish of the season, I believe.
Oh, really? I wasn't paying attention.
He was fifth, wasn't he?
Yeah, fifth or sixth, right?
Was he really? I didn't even pay attention. No. Yeah. That's how little he means.
And once again, Jorge Lorenzo has quit.
Yeah, fifth, right? Crutchlow beat him. Yeah, Zarco was right behind. Well, not right behind him, but a little ways back.
Lorenzo quit coming in 11th.
He quit, <right? laughs> quit doing crappy? No, that's a good thing, Ken. That's why I don't wake. That's never.
I want to say, and I could be wrong, but it seems to me like this might be his first top 10 of the season.
No, it's not.
So what did he get, an eighth?
I think he had a sixth in one race. I'll have to look.
But this is the first time both Ducatis have been in the top five at the same time.
That is probably true.
I'm sure that's true. Well, it's his highest. The fifth was the highest I know. He's not done that well in any race. But I think that's not going to save his job. No. Because in the next race, he will undoubtedly finish in 14th.
Yeah, you could be right. Although it is the worst named racetrack in the world.
Yeah.
Mazzano World.
Well, he's going to be on a Ducati in their home track.
Yeah. Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, right. Stick a fork in him. We know how Hondas have had a lot of bad luck at their home track. So.
Yeah. And Ducati hasn't had a bike worth racing at their home track for a long time. So Dovi won the race, Vinales second, Rossi third. Rossi, who looked good most of the race, but the soft tires finally caught up with him.
No, Rossi didn't have the soft tires. He had the hard tires.
I thought he had the soft.
He had, Vinales had the soft tires and finished ahead of him.
Oh. He just couldn't keep up.
I tell you what, I kept waiting for Vinales' tires to go off. I thought, you know, because I picked Rossi, and I was waiting for his tires to go off, and they never did. And actually, Rossi started losing traction on the rear tire. Or at least he says that. So that's often an excuse. But no, Vinales had the soft, and Rossi had the hard.
For some reason, in my notes, I have that backwards.
Yeah, no. Vinales had the soft.
I did not have a good mental weekend.
And if you
the whole 12 flags, because I kept looking for 12 flags.
And if you were in our pool, almost everyone had a
nobody
bad weekend.
Picked a winner. We're just a bunch of losers.
Has that ever happened before?
Yes, but it's very rare. It happens about once a year that nobody picks a winner. And we had just horrible picks this week. Our highest score was 36 out of a possible 50.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had some people who had horrible weekends. We had some people that picked Marquez.
Yeah.
He went boom.
Yeah, Marquez and Morbidelli were the two top picks.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of 16-pointers. Mm-hmm. Ken and I made up some ground on one of the guys in front of us, but one of the guys in front of us, too. There was a lot of people around us that had good points there. People made up. Two people... Hawkeye made up big points on us.
Who'd he pick? He had to pick Rossi.
He had Rossi and Morbidelli.
Well, okay.
And Rico, who's right behind us, is now only 6 points behind, is only 13 points behind you.
Yeah.
and you're 6 points behind me. Mm-hmm. And Warren, he got a penalty.
Well, so I'm exactly where I was related to you, Phil, because we picked the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
He likes it on top.
Yeah, I'm a top.
You're a top.